ABC News.
I think South Australia is probably not going to be a crucial place in the election this year. I think people are much more focused on what's happening in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, and other states. But there are some seats that it will be worth watching, especially if the election's going to be close. The seat I'd have thought the Liberals would have been most concerned about would be Boothby, because the recent redistribution means that basically their margins there has gone down from 3.5% to 2.7%. Now, if the polls are right and the swing to Labor at present is around 2.4%, then that certainly makes that a seat that Labor would be hoping they'd have a good chance of winning.
Let's look at the seat of Sturt that was held by Christopher Pyne for 25 years. Now, with his departure, is the seat of Sturt now in play, do you think?
Probably not on the current figures, but in, you know, elections these days, one can never be sure. It's certainly one that's worth watching, but at this stage, I'd put the Liberal candidate, James Stevens, as the favourite. It is, of course, hard to know exactly how much of the vote there was a personal vote for Christopher Pyne, but James Stevens is a very capable candidate. He's also a Liberal moderate. They might possibly have done slightly better if they'd had a moderate female, but certainly James Stevens is a strong candidate for them there. So if the swings are fairly uniform, at present they've got a margin of about 5.4% there, and if the swing's around 2.4%, you'd expect them to keep it. But of course, you know, in elections these days, one can never be entirely sure what's going to happen, so it's certainly a seat to watch, but at present I'd put the Liberals in as the favourites to retain that seat.
Do you think the Centre Alliance's Rebecca Sharkey will hold Mayo in the face of another challenge from Georgina Downer? Has she made any ground there?
Look, Georgina Downer's been working incredibly hard in that electorate. She, once again, is a very capable candidate for the Liberals. I do suspect that Rebecca Sharkey will keep that seat, however, and one of the reasons is that Georgina Downer is actually a fairly conservative Liberal. She's in the conservative wing of the Liberal Party. That's a seat which is in some ways a small L Liberal seat, and part of what Rebecca Sharkey's been running on is precisely that she is in effect a small L Liberal, and that Liberals should therefore feel that they can vote for her and that she would support a Liberal government if necessary, if it was a minority Liberal government. So while Georgina Downer's an incredibly capable candidate, I'm not actually sure that's the best seat to have her running in.
Well, as you say, Rebecca Sharkey, she's very popular in the seat, isn't she?
Exactly. She's been a very effective local member, very hard-working. And I'd have thought she'd have a fairly good chance of retaining that seat.
You mentioned One Nation leader Pauline Hanson before. She's touring regional South Australia this week to promote two local candidates. Do you see any upside for One Nation in South Australia?
Well, I think their real aim is to hope to get that last Senate seat and to sort of pick up some of the former Family First votes. I'd have thought that while they'd have a chance of winning that Senate seat, it's more likely that they won't. But of course, in the Senate, one can never be entirely sure what's going to happen with the distribution of preferences. But we know that One Nation has been badly hit by the Al Jazeera scandal over guns and the National Rifle Association in the US. We know from news poll nationally that some of their votes been going back to the major parties.
Just quickly now, looking at the Greens, how do you think they will fare in the Senate with Sarah Hanson-Young seeking re-election?
Well, the Greens are potentially in a vulnerable situation. They do have One Nation on the right. They do have centre alliance, sort of arguing that it's a centre party. I'd have thought once again that Sarah Hanson-Young would retain that Senate position, but it's certainly not definite that she will do so. So she is campaigning hard. She clearly is concerned that the distribution of preferences potentially could go against them.
ABC News.